Rashi, the beginning of the parsha, comments on the smichus of parshias, that the parshas nosel ends off with the Chanukas HaNesiim and what they brought for Chanukas HaMishkan. And this week's parsha opens up with the mitzvah, the tzivu of Balosas HaNeros, you know, the din of lighting the Neros HaMarocha, lighting the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi brings the name of Chazal that the reason why these two parshas are together is that Aaron felt bad. He and neither Shevet Levi took part in the Chanukas HaNesiim. And he felt deprived of the opportunity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforts him that Shocho Gedol Mishalahem, what you do is bigger than what they're doing. That Shata Madliku Meitivis HaNeros, you will light and you will also every day set up the candles of the menorah. Rashi only brought part of the Chazal that he's quoting. The Medrash Rabbah that he is based upon goes on to say like this. What? No, sorry, that's the Ramban's there. Right, the Medrash Rabbah that Rashi is based on goes on to say like this. V'lo od, right, not only that, you know, it's as it were, lighting the menorah is more choshev, but they brought korbonus, and korbonus arak bizmancha beis hamikdash kayim. But shocha le'olam el mul pnei haminorah yairu shivas haneros forever. El mul pnei haminorah yairu shivas haneros hadlokas haneros is forever. That's very hard to understand. Right? No one's been mekayim that mitzvah since korban habayis, just like no one was mekayim the mitzvah of korbonus ever since korban habayis. Why is it called that the neros hamarocha are forever? To understand this, we have to discuss the anticlimactic feeling that everyone still must feel. You go from Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, and it doesn't get higher than that. And the experience that they had at Har Sinai was the greatest Gilui Elokus, the greatest divine revelation that there ever was in history and ever will be. There'll never be another Ma'amad like that ever again. Right, this is a one-time thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the maximum. Of course, it was necessary for pragmatic reasons because we had to be sure that Moshe Rabbeinu is really representing the God. And he's not selling us a bill of goods. So the Ribbono Shel Olam had to reveal himself to maximum to, so Gam B'Cho Yaminu La'olam, so we should have eternal faith in Moshe Rabbeinu that he gave us the real stuff from the real God. But still, where do you go from there? You have the highest ma'amad in history, right? The greatest event, and it seems to be all downhill from there. It doesn't, never gets as good as that. So the Indian is, I think, could be understood, that from our minhag that we set up the parshias as such that every year after Shavuos we read parshas Noso immediately. And of course, Parshas Noso and Parshas Balosha are linked, as per the Rashi we just quoted, that Balosha with the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is talking of, Menorah. That's Aaron's part, because he didn't take part in the Chanukas HaNesiim. The thing is like this, right, you can have a tremendous revelation, right, but what makes it permanent? So it's a very interesting halacha. Right? We mentioned, Ma'amad Har Sinai was the greatest Gilui Elokus there ever was. Is there any halacha you're not allowed to go up to Har Sinai? Ever since Ma'amad Har Sinai. Right? The Torah says Mufurish, B'mshoch HaYovel HemaYalu Bahar. The din of the Hagbola was only for the Zman of Ma'amad Har Sinai. When B'mshoch HaYovel, and there'll be the big shofar blowing, that the Shekhinah was Nistalik Lamala, Yalu Bahar. Right? Whereas the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, which is the final form of the Mishkan, which is what we start reading about, Parshas Noso, Chanukas HaMishkan, in the Beis Olam. Now the Mishkan was portable. It was never in one spot permanently. So you understand that there's no Kedushas Makom, any place where the Mishkan ever was. But in Hara Moriah, Hara Bayis, which was the Makom Shiftacha Olamim, as the Pasuk says. That's where the Shekhinah is meant to dwell forever. there is a halacha of not going up to Har Bais, afilu bizman hazeh, that the bias is b'chorbana, afilu that even the bias, b'siti farta, even bias rishon, there was never anything as great as Mamad Har Sinai. And if Chazal count the Asar Nisim that there were in the Beis HaMikdash day in and day out, but it's nothing like the Gilu Yelukus that there was by Mamad Har Sinai, and still there's halacha that you can't, that has Kedushas Makom, and you can't go up there, afilu bizman shebeis HaMikdash chorev, right, even in time when the Beis HaMikdash is laying desolate. How is that? Why is that? Because just because there's a great revelation, that doesn't mean that great revelation was internalized. You have a big, great flash of light, but if it didn't get put into kelim, didn't get absorbed into vessels, didn't get internalized, when it's over, it's over. When it's over, it's as if it never happened. It's over, it's over. The gilui of Mamad Har Sinai, something so awesome that Am Yisrael couldn't take it, parcha nishmasa. They couldn't. That's why they were begging Moshe Rabbeinu to get back in the middle. Dabra atav nishma vayidaber elokim pen nomus. Right, they're begging Moshe Rabbeinu to get in the middle. It was too much for them to take. So for all the intensity of the ma'amad, right, that or was too big to fit into kelim. Right, that's too big to fit in. To be internalized within olam hazeh. And that's where the Mishkan comes in. And this is a Ramban that shows parallels between the halachas of Mora Mikdash, and you can't treat it lightly, and not everyone could go. There's where the Zorim could go, there's where the Kohanim could go. All the halachas of Mora Mikdash and the Gilui Hashchina of the Mishkan is sort of resembles what there was at Har Sinai. The difference is that this Kedusha is in Kalim. This was absorbed. V'shachanti b'socham. B'socha lo nemar el b'socham. The Kedusha's HaMishkan represents that the Divine Presence is settled within Am Yisrael. So this is what the verb chinuch means. Chanukah sabayis. What is chinuch? Chanuch lenar al pi darko gam ki yaskin lo yasari mena. Like this, the art. If you're mechanech, a child in his way, meaning in the way that he could relate to, gam ki yaskin lo yasari mena, even when he grows old, he's not going to stray from the Torah. Chinuch is the art of giving over the ore of the Torah in a way that it settles well with the Talmud. Right? And that's why it's a special verb that has to do with teaching and has to do with putting Kedusha, like Chanukah Sabayis. What's the common denominator? Because a mechanech, as opposed to stama melamed, just throws information at you. A mechanech that knows to go with a kid, lefi darko, to make the Torah and him shtim, congruent. That causes the Torah to get settled in him. Right? And therefore, gam ki yaskin lo yasri men, it's going to stick with him forever. Right? And that's the end of Chanukas HaMishkan, the end of Chinuch, is to put the ore of Gilui Shechina into Kalim. And now it's v'shachanti b'socham. It's as awesome as it is, we are, as it were, to a certain degree, reconciled with it, internalizing it, feeding off of it, growing from it, as opposed to what it was by Mamad Har Sinai, where pacha nishmasam, they couldn't hack it. So indeed, as much as, seemingly, the gilui shechina that there is in the Mishkan is less than what there was at Mamad Har Sinai, but it's a much higher mila for us, because it's the ore that we can relate to and internalize and utilize. But then there's one step higher than that, right? Bahalos chasaneros, very interesting verb used, right? Raise the candles up. Right? And there's a lot of midrashes in the midrashim, why this verb was used. Bahadli chasaneros, right? So all the different drushes, teishal, heves, omeled, the fire has to climb. But think about what is going on. Aliyah is going bottom up. That's the opposite of what happened at Mamad Har Sinai. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Right, Torah went from Shemayim to Oretz. Right, Mamad Har Sinai is the Torah and the Kedusha going top down from Shemayim to Oretz. Vayera Hashem al Har Sinai. The Lord says, Rashi, Hirchin el Yonim al Tachtonim. Mamash bent el Yonim al Tachtonim. Parshas Baaloscha, the union of the Neros HaMa'aracha, that we give light to God who's the source of light. And light is, a mashal. Right? It's a mashal for anything holy. It's a mashal for the Torah. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or what we call Torah in Aramis, Oiraisa. It's an amazing thing that Parshas Baaloscha shows that the Torah was so internalized by us that we're giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if Torah starts from here. Torah's Oile. Originally Torah was Yored, from Shemayim to Eretz. Now, as the Pasuk says, Emes Me'eretz Titzmach. Right? We're bringing up, we are giving, being Me'er L'Misha, Me'er L'Kolam Kulo, we're giving Divrei Torah back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chidushei Torah. And that's what it says in Svarim, that the aura of the Menorah is connected to Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh is the Torah that's in us, and we expand it, and we're Mechadish in it, and it's called that we're giving light back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the source of light. And this is the highest, you know, this was the tachlis of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. When he gave Torah, he really wanted to give it, that it should be ours, and that we should be making Torah. We should be making the Or HaTorah. Right? And that never stopped. Right? So as much as we never had an experience like Mamad Har Sinai, but the tachlis of Mamad Har Sinai, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, Torah should be by us, and the Torah should be, you know, the Ner Mitzvah, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh. The halacha should come from the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The Olam should be the candle, right? That brings out the Or HaTorah. The Torah should rise from here. Right? That shows that, you know, Mamad Har Sinai was a successful project, successfully taking something from the highest heavens and implanting it within the earth, and now Chidush HaTorah growing up from earth. Right? And that's what the Neris represent. We give light, which is Or HaTorah, like Ner Mitzvah Torah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the source of all light. And that's what it means in the Medrash. That the Medrash in this week's Parsha talks about, you know, talks to Drashas about Maisa Menorah, all different types of miraculous things that went into the construct of the Menorah. And it says, Lefi Koch, when Nebuchadnezzar came to destroy the base of Medrash, they couldn't find the Menorah. The Menorah was one of the five things that were Nignaz. The Menorah wasn't destroyed, it was hidden. And that's really what the Chazar are alluding to. The Menorah wasn't destroyed. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The Madrega that the Karbonis represent was annulled from us, Bav Noseinu Arabim, and that's what we mourn by every Tisha B'Av. But the Madrega that the Menorah represents, that the Torah is by us, and whenever we have a Suffolk, right, we could find the answer within ourselves, the way it was ever since Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, Right, no one in history, ever since Moshe Rabbeinu, ever asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the halacha? If he does that, you kill him on the spot. He's a Navi Sheker. Lo b'shamayimi. Right? From the days of Yoshua ben Nun, in the words of the Rambam, Mashiase Ravina v'Ravashi, hu Mashiase Yoshua v'Pinchas. Ever since Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, he brought the Torah down. Ever since then, the Torah has to rise up from earth. Right? And if we have a suffix, we have to find the clarity within ourselves. And that shows the godless of Yotzer Bereishis, that he could rewire the cosmos, that the Torah that came from the highest place in heaven is now on earth, and it rises up from the earth. And that's what it means. Le'olam, el mu'a p'neri, yavishyosnos, what the menorah, the koach of the menorah. So even though we don't do the technical mitzvah of hadlokas on menorah, but that madrego was not destroyed. That's what it means. The menorah was nignaz, it's in hiding, but wasn't nechrav. That madrega still exists. And it's the power of Torah Shebaal Peh, the koach that we could find and create Chidushei Torah to answer any suffix, as a countermeasure to any doubt or any challenge that arises. And that's the greatest godless of Matan Torah, that Torah really now is here on earth, and we could always find within ourselves the clarity and the strength. Thank you.